Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Aware. Welcome, Swarupa and Hannah.
Thank you so
Hello.
Much.
Thanks so much for being here. Swarupa, let's start with you. Can you tell me a bit about Aware, what it is, and also what you do there?
Sure. Aware is a domestic violence sexual assault organization. So we have many branches at this point. We have prevention programs, we have transitional housing, we have a program for those who have gone through the criminal system and are looking to become accountable for their crimes of battery and domestic violence or sexual assault. We have people in schools. We have 9 rural communities: Gustavus, Hoonah, Haines, Elfin Cove, Pelican, Clequan, Skagway, Yakutat, and Tenneke that we serve. We have a shelter for emergencies, and we also have a building where people can spend more time so that they can get their feet on the ground, called transitional housing. We have legal services. Aware is really quite comprehensive, and it's since January the 1st, 2018, we've been in a gender-inclusive organization. So people across the spectrum, from straight women to straight men, trans women to trans men, if they have experienced physical or psychological, emotional or mental abuse, regardless of how you identify, we're there for you.
Thank you. And tell me a little bit about what you do there.
My main focus is as a sexual assault response manager or trainer, and I'm also a legal advocate. So I help people who are victims of either sexual assault, felony assault, something like a strangulation or something like that. And I help them through the legal process, as well as with protective orders and things like that. So I train a team of people, and we respond 24/7 to emergencies in the hospital or emergencies, you know, where somebody might show up, maybe at search if a doctor calls us to support somebody who's had domestic violence assault or sexual assault. So I train that team and I schedule them, and I'm a responder as well. And then I help to do a lot of the follow-up, things like housing and medical and financial, you know, getting your feet back on the ground after something like that.
Wow, big jobs. Thank you, Swarupa. Mm-hmm. Hannah, you're the volunteer coordinator at Aware. What does that role entail?
Yeah, so I'm actually new to this position. I've only been working at Aware for about a month now, so it's been a fun process to figure that out. But I get to help community members and different people in the community engage more fully in the mission of Aware. So through volunteer opportunities and finding them a place in what we do and helping to serve the community better.
That's terrific.
Yes.
And today you're both here to talk about volunteer opportunities as well as advocacy training, which is happening this month. Let's start with the advocacy training, which I've got the flyer here. It sounds really interesting and fun and intense. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. Yeah, so our annual advocacy training is coming up in just a few weeks. It starts on October 14th, and then it spans throughout October 27th. So it's a total of 40 hours spread over the course of 10 different training sessions, all of which are included in the umbrella of advocacy training. So this is for any sister agencies or any and all community members who might be interested in volunteering or getting more involved, learning more about the foundations of domestic violence and sexual assault. We cover topics of equity and really just how to serve our community and individuals within our community more fully. So we talk about things like advocacy and safety planning, the youth experience and healing, cultural humility, men in the movement, rural outreach, as well as so many other topics. So it's a really comprehensive training that really helps people who are looking to volunteer or just looking to learn more about what we do.
Anything to add to that, Swarupa?
Well, you know, I wanted to highlight, and I think Hannah and I both love this about Aware, the time and the introspection we spend on equity and intersectionality and trauma-informed services and self-care. And this will all be interwoven into this training, and I just don't think you're going to find that kind of thing just anywhere. Our prevention team is quite brilliant in bringing all of these topics together, as well as our intervention team.
I have a couple of follow-up questions about the training. If someone's thinking of attending, is there a cost associated?
No, so that's one of the really wonderful things about this training is that it's totally free to all community members. So that is not a worry that you have to deal with for this.
And when you complete the training, do you walk away with any sort of certification or something like that? Or maybe an eligibility to do more?
Right. That's the first stage. If you have an intention to become an employee at AWARE, or if you want to become a volunteer, if you want to continue your training to be more specialized, like my team, which I call the HEART team, it's the Hospital Advocate Response Team. And those are the people that I was talking to you about before who go out in the middle of the night. They get on a schedule. They're scheduled 1 week out of the month, and 24/7 and all weekend, they're standing by to respond to a call to the emergency room. And they don't work for AWARE. You know, during the day, during working hours, I usually respond or another staff member. But overnight, we have people like a few of them have been working with us for a couple of years. Megan Mackey, who works for NOAA, and Catherine Beer, who works for True North. They've been volunteering for us for 2 years and going out to respond, and they're highly trained. So we'll do a follow-up training the Saturday after this training is over to begin, and then that continues 2 hours a month for as long as you volunteer. So there's another a care line position. So if you want to volunteer to answer what we used to call the crisis line, mm-hmm. although people call for things other than crises, they
Absolutely.
Like to, but they want to process, they want to call about a friend, they want to call about a relative, how do I help? A person can volunteer to answer that phone for a couple of hours on a Saturday or a weeknight, and we have a training for that that comes after this 40-hour training.
Oh, that sounds great. Do you have to attend all 10 sessions?
No, so that's another really wonderful thing is that we really encourage anyone who is interested at all to come whenever possible. So if you want to sign up or if you're interested in coming, you can give us a call or you can go to our website, awareak.org, and sign up. And although we would love for you to attend all 10 sessions, if you're only able to attend some of them, that's wonderful as well.
I'd like to ask just a little bit more about efforts to reach out to perpetrators of domestic abuse. Is there trainings or classes at AWARE that are aimed at preventing assault before it happens, since it is something that's, you know, preventable?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm more an intervention responder. So I'm besides the accountability program, the Juno's Choice and Accountability Program, there are men's programs. There's Boys Run as a prevention program and Girls on the Run. There is, Ati Nisia has created a group of people who are working together with men to stand up for this movement. And it's taken her, she's put in so much effort over the years, and now there's momentum, and it's really quite beautiful, and it's happening. So there will be a presentation about that also in this. And so, yes, men are welcome. And I did mention that we are gender inclusive. So
yes, you did.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Good. Yeah, well, it's great to see men and women working together on this issue.
Important.
Very important. Thank you for all that about the advocacy training coming up. Again, that starts on the 14th?
Yes, October 14th through the 27th.
Now let's talk about volunteer opportunities. What are some of the needs at AWARE right now?
Yeah, so like Swarupa said, we are definitely looking for people to help with our care line. So like she mentioned, you'll go through our advocacy training and then a more specific training for the care line itself. But that care line provides a mix of calls pertaining to emergency services, Sometimes individuals calling to learn what services we provide, make schedule appointments, all of that type of thing. So if you're looking and have some availability on the weekends, we would love to talk with you about possibly answering our care line. And we also have another other wide range of volunteer opportunities. So we're always looking for people to help on Tuesday evenings, provide help provide childcare for the children's group, sometimes make a meal for participants in shelter. Really, whatever your interests are, we definitely can find volunteer opportunities for you. So we welcome everyone and encourage everyone to reach out.
That's great. And I definitely wanted to reiterate, if the care line is what you're looking at, you got to do the advocacy training.
Correct.
All right. That's good that we're talking about both of those things. Where's the best place to go if we have questions or want more information about either the training or volunteering or whatever?
Absolutely. Yes, so you can definitely always refer back to our website. Again, it's awareak.org. There's a tab at the top that says get involved. And then under that tab, there's a whole bunch of resources you can refer to about volunteering. We have a volunteer application that we would love for you to fill out. But also, if you have more specific questions or you just want to give us a call, you can always give us a call and talk to me about advocacy training or any other volunteer opportunities you might be interested in.
That's great. I really like your website. I like the feature that has the quick out, like the one click, just in case you don't want somebody looking at what you're looking at.
Exactly.
It's a little escape hatch there on the website.
Safe
exit. Yeah, that's a nice feature, as well as being a really informative website. Swarupa and Hannah from Aware, thanks so much for being here today and talking about volunteering and advocacy training. Is there anything else you want to mention while you're here today?
Well, I just would like to say that if anybody who's listening is experiencing or knows anyone who's experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault and or sexual assault or power and control in your relationship, Aware offers confidential and free services 24/7. All of our services are confidential and free.
Thank you very much. Anything you want to add, Hannah?
No, thanks so much for having us.
Of course. Thanks so much for being here.